This podcast is powered by you, a listener-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. To support our online programming, please call 800-745-9748 or pledge online at WSIU.org. WSIU Public Radio is a listener-supported service of Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
In a recent Reading Baseball commentary, I'd mentioned that 2 years ago, after running in the Pittsburgh Marathon, I needed something new and challenging to put at the top of my bucket list. My Pittsburgh Pirates hadn't won a World Series in over 30 years and hadn't had a winning season for nearly 20 years. So I decided that before I went to that big ball field in the sky, I wanted to see the Pirates win another World Series. To make things even more challenging, I wrote an op-ed piece for my hometown Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and publicly declared that I would keep running in the Pittsburgh Marathon until the Pirates won another World Series. Most of the Pirate fans I heard from after the op-ed piece was published said that I should prepare myself to die on the streets of Pittsburgh. This year, after yet another wobbly start, the Pirates actually started to play winning baseball. By the All-Star break, they were 11 games over 500 and in first place in the National League Central Division, ahead of not only the Cubs, but the defending world champion Cardinals as well. I thought that maybe my running in the Pittsburgh Marathon had inspired the team, but discovered, to my dismay, that someone named Zoltan was getting all the credit. It all started when some of the Pirates watched a really awful slacker movie called Dude, Where's My Car? On the clubhouse television before the start of a game. In the movie, two slackers, while searching for their car, encounter a cult group wrapped in bubble wrap for spacesuits who believe that their leader Zoltan will take them to a paradise in outer space. Every time someone mentions Zoltan, cult members make the sign of the Z. Left hand facing out, thumb down, right hand facing in, thumb up, in tribute to Zoltan. When the Pirates for fun started making the Zoltan Z to each other when one of them made a great play or got a key hit, the gesture caught on in Pittsburgh like free Iron City beer at PNC Park. Pirate fans these days come out to the ballpark in Zoltan jerseys and wave foam rubber Zs at Pirate players. Pirate broadcasters actually showed up for one game in bubble wrap. It's not the first time Pittsburgh fans have turned to superstition to help their teams. In the 1960s, Pirate fans pointed green weenies to jinx opposing batters, and in the 1970s, they started waving terrible towels to inspire the Steelers. But Pittsburgh fans are not alone in a superstitious sports world where Cardinals fans think that a runaway squirrel was responsible for their team winning a World Series, and Cub fans think a billy goat is responsible for them not getting into a World Series. Baseball players, of course, were superstitious long before the Pirates turned to Zoltan for divine help. In the good old, politically incorrect days of baseball, teams often used dwarfs as bat boys because hitters thought a dwarf was good luck. The New York Giants thought they were twice as lucky because their bat boy dwarf had a hump the hitters rubbed on their way to home plate. The other night when my wife Anita did something well, I flashed the Zoltan Z at her to see her reaction. When she looked at me as if I were insane, I told her the story behind the sign and asked her to make the gesture in return. She just shook her head and started to walk away. As she was leaving the room, she did make a gesture with her hand that, while it wasn't the Zoltan Z, clearly indicated I was still number one in her heart. Unfortunately, Anita must have been a bit confused because she appeared to be using the wrong finger. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.